begin the ground down the human of summer gim and begin on the basic into the master begin with the gmar bchosha in ruin the pesach al moed, whatever's not fit to come to the entry of the al moed in chayim lav, then we don't have this liability of chutz. Now, Masha Pesh Rashi, this Rashi explains Shiyesh Mepharshim, those want to explain the reason why Kachar Betik Abayis are not fit to the Oil Mayed, Imshim Destam Kachar Betik Abayis, Bali Mumenhen, because yeah, because generally, the Kachar Betik Abayis are blemished, which is not fit to be brought Pesach Oil Mayed, Damat Vest to Mila Betik Abayis, because actually, if someone does extend an unblemished animal to be for the Betik Abayis, Oy Vibase, he violates a positive commandment, which says only Bal Mum is supposed to donate to the Betik Abayis. So you're not bringing it to the Betik Abayis. So therefore, there's no Betik Abayis that's fit for the Mizbeach. But because of Shiyev Shalom Lamidikin, Rasha, it's not possible to explain it like this. B'mekayim and b'zvachim perikhatas, in its place, zvachim perikhatas. Now, b'lei pirish mahakosh, le Rasha did not explain what was difficult with this pshat. Now, but perik parashatas, pirish Rasha explains it, but it did not perik parashatas, zvachim dafkut b'beis b'ralf. Parashatas, which the Paraduma, it's slaughtered out of the walls of Yerushalayim, opposite the entry of the Heichal, Sheshachta Chutz Megita, if it's slaughtered out of its pit of with fire where it's supposed to be burnt, and so too the Yisrael Mishtalech, that's slaughtered out of the area where it's supposed to be, Pater, it's going to be Pater. Why? Mishram, they ain't ruined love, it's not fit to come to El Moed, therefore, since there's no mitzvah to Shech Nazar, there's no Isser of Shechute Chutz. Now, one thing you see is Paras Chatas. The Paraduma, although it is unblemished, that's one of the requisites of the Paraduma. So it's not going to come to Pesach, that's why it's Pater. Ah, so Chanami, Rosa, because it's Pater, but it's also weird because even though it's unblemished, not like that other Pshat, it's because it's not going to come to Pesach. And that's why it's going to be Pater. And that's why Rashi said, not like that other Pshat. The next says, to begin with the Gemara, below 80 Paras Chatas, so much like now, and I would think not to exclude the Paraduma and the Sar Mishtalech. Tosfos explains, is the Paraduma considered Royal Ol Moed? So Rashi legors Paras Chatas. Rashi does not have the gears of Paras Chatas because can't say you're excluding these that are not fit to come to Pesach Ol Moed, but you're not Chai Bechutz, because the Paras Chatas last call Pesach Ol Moed. It's not brought to the Pesach Ol Moed at all. So obviously, it's no liability Bechutz. And but Dinima says the logic is with Rashi because the Imashim Dach Sibah, and if you can think because he's a Nechav El Moed Medama, then you should pray from his blood towards the El Moed, so therefore maybe you'd think it's like it is Ro Lepesach El Moed. And can that be the case? Kiparach Bezvachim, then when the Gemara asks in Zvachim, not Kut Bezim and Alf, regarding the Paras Chatas and the Seer, that if you Shech the Bachot, it's going to be Pater because it's not Ro El Moed. So the Gemara asks, Besomash Telech, Lav Ro Pesach El Moed, who? The Sar Mishtalech is not fit to come to the entry of the Almayid. Parak Mitzvah Braisa. Ask from this Braisa, the Karlei Ro'al Pesach Almayid. See, it is considered Ro'al Pesach Almayid. We're saying we're excluding these, that it's not fit to Pesach Almayid. I'm not going to exclude Sar Mishtalech, which is fit to come to Pesach Almayid. Mishanilei, the Gemara answers, oh, Kanakrein Magrela. That the Braisa is talking about before the lottery, which is fit to come to Pesach Almayid. For the lottery. Kanalach Magrela, we're talking about after the lottery, when then it's not Ro, because it's after the lottery. Or you base him another approach is conquering Vida Vichulu, come up before the confession, and it is fit to come in for the confession, but after the confession, it's not fit to Pesach Al Moed. So Taisa proves from over here that the gears in the Baisa should not be below Itzi Paras Chatas, because if that would be the case, Lifrach Nepar Chatas. They should ask from the Baisa, which calls the Parduma Rol Pesach Al Moed, and the Mishnah is calling it in Rol Pesach Al Moed, and we'll have a Matzalish Nugit Mishnah, then you could not have given the answer that we gave, because there's no Agrola and Vidui by the Parduma. Okay, near the Ligaras, Paras Chatas by Brysa. There obviously seems that, yeah, like Rashi said, not that the Girsa of Paraduma by the Brysa. The problem is, it says, but that's pushing it. Because the Brysa has seen that the Girsa is Shein Ruin Bechulu, Ad, until it says, Yatsu Elu Shein Mechadim. We can include these which are not designated Belash Rab in the plural. But the Tzach Ligas Shuro, it should say that it's fit. Yatsu Belash Nechidi, that going out in the singular terminology. Kimin Ligas in El Sarah from Mishaleach, since you're only having the Girsa on some Mishaleach and not the Paraduma. The rather says of nearly Yashvik seems to me to answer the Vahakim Purusha. This is the interpretation. V'lo'oitzi paras chatas, and I will not exclude that of the Paraduma, that is v'afilim timtzalei m'sho'itzi nam paras chatas, meaning even if I would say that you exclude Paraduma, kimin di'ihi lo'asi Pesach Almayid, since it doesn't come to the Pesach Almayid, v'kam makam lo'oitzi sar mishtalech, still, I should not exclude the sar mishtalech, because even though it's not stored in Nazar, but there is a mitzvah to come in at least for the Agrola and for the Vidui. So Tamalem Hashem says you need Hashem to say that we're excluding these because they're not designated specifically for Hashem. Now we understand what the Gemara is asking over there. But that's from Samish Taleach. Loi Parach from Paras Chatas doesn't ask from the Paraduma, even though it calls the Paraduma also Royal Pesach El Moed. Because that price is also going in this way of Im Timtzalem, meaning the Paras Chatas, if you can say the Paras Chatas in Royal Pesach El Moed, it's not for the Pesach El Moed, and you're not excluding it from Pesach El Moed. That's what you're saying. Lashem then is Lasar Hamish Taleach. Because who bought the Royal Pesach El Moed? That's for sure fit to come to Pesach El Moed. And even so, you're not Chayim Bachuz, because it's not. It's not Lashem. Therefore, it only asks from Samar Shalech that the Brisa calls a Royal Pesach Amayid. The Mishnah Zvachim calls a Royal Pesach Amayid. But from Paraduma, that the Gemara is not going to ask from, because the Brisa itself explains that it's possible to consider the Paraduma as not being Royal Pesach Amayid. Okay, here next test the Master begins with the Gemara, Zrik is dumb al Mizbeach, regarding spraying the blood on the Mizbeach. Which test can explain why is it that every one of these halachas need a separate pasuk for every single Avaida? Like, for example, why is the Torah to say that if you throw a spray of blood of a Baal Mum, you're going to be chayiv? Why couldn't you learn that out from all the other halachas of, let's say, shechita by Baal Mum? So this means that Hiksham Meiri, my teacher, Krebi, my relative, Akoyin, Harabi Judah Zatzal, he asked like this. Tells us, we didn't have to tell you the issur of spraying the blood b'chutz. Because you could learn that from a common denominator, from slaughtering and from sacrificing out of the azar. Hello. So then why does it say specifically regarding the spraying the blood b'chutz yigimichayev? To reveal to you regarding the receiving of the blood, although it's one of the voidus, that you shouldn't go ahead and learn it out from the other ones. That's what Zrik is going to tell you, la afuke kabal. Even though it really is weak itself, you would know from the other ones. Now, but then the question is, okay, now, why do you have to ride by a different halacha? Not by chutz, but by that of, by a blemished animal. Why do you have to ride that you chayiv on the shrika's dam? Tasting the v'nayu, shall learn from common denominator from shrita and Allah. And but likely, maybe you can't say, like the Gemara says, but oh, it's coming to reveal that the halacha of this psul would not apply by kabbalah, because the mehecha tasa. Because, you can't say, because from where you're coming from. Even shechit v'alah that you chayev on them bali mumen, and so too you would think to say that oh, that you'd be chayev for kabbal of them bali mumen, and that's what you need zrika to exclude. But I could refute that. Why would I even think that to say would be included? Malahanach, what are you saying from shechit v'alah? Shekin chayev malim b'chutz that they have a liability if you do it b'chutz tem kabbalah, which we just said from that gemara that does not have this b'chutz. So why would I even think that it's included to say that I need it to be excluded? So it says redanti lefonav. So it says Taisus that. What I was trying to say logic in front of him was like this. To answer the question, you could say, Dikamim, you could say, Makdish Bali Mum Yechiv. That when someone sanctifies a Bal Mum, we'll disprove that Shepata Bachutz, where there's no liability of being Makdish the carbon Bachutz, and yet, Vachayb Bali Mum, yet if someone is Makdish the Bal Mum, he's going to be Chayiv. So you see that not necessarily that to be Chayiv Bal Mum would be specifically as Chayiv Bachutz. So therefore, that answers the question. I would have thought, yeah, Kabbalah, although it's part of the Bechutz, I would have thought there would be Chayim Balmum. But Oy Hiksha. But this Rabbi Behuda had another question. Rabbi Yisrael Behuda did a Mechayiv after Kabbalah Balmum, and that he says that, yeah, you actually are Chayiv. For the Kabbalah Siddham, for that Avoida, by a Balmum, by a blemished animal. Amay Yitzchak Korla Haktar Zrika B'Kabbalah.
By the Halacha of Balmum, and what do you mean you can learn it all out from a common denominator of slaughtering and sanctifying, which the avoid is in chayav b'al mumen, so to all avoid is chayav b'al mumen. And he says, gam b'zed danti levanav. He says, here also I answered in front of him, it's like ligulei kemitza, you needed to reveal actually regarding kemitza, that only those avoid is which are explicitly chayav b'al mumen, but taking the fistful of flour or finger, if it's blemished, actually that there you're going to be potter. Where Delaytasi, you needed to say that won't be included in this lav of Bamum. Now, I bought by a pair of colleagues, I think Mamma Nox Bahim base brings a question. Is there a liability of lashes for a blemish regarding a flower offering that Gabbakat wore me or not? So, how could I say it's so obvious? Why didn't Gemara resolve it from the fact that you need Haktar's Rik and Gabbal Babalamum to exclude that of Kemitza Babalamum? So, you see, it's excluded. So, Tyson number two, you could say the Hindu Davka Bimakdash. That's specifically by sanctification. That's where the Gemara has a doubt. If you can Mikhaev, which is the Is to be Makdash Balmum. Of a Kemitza Loi, but regarding the fistful, there, no, you're right, that we knew that the Pasuk excluded and that there's not going to be any liability. Or you know, another approach you could say, Hilu Rabban Rabbi Yehuda, it's going according to Rabban Rabbi Yehuda, who they hold that actually there would be a doubt regarding a kmitza. In contrast to Rabbi Yehuda, that most definitely the kmitza that got wormy would be potter. Or another part you could say to answer the original question, why did the Torah have to write three lavin regarding a karm bal mum? Like we said, one v'shchita, one falo, one says rika. You could know zrika v'm kam denominated v'shchita and law. It says like this. Did like sim karal zrika? If you didn't have a pasuk for this zrika, the dam havek mekmin, we actually would have said that chad lesekribu lesrika. That one time it says lesekribu. If there would only be two, let's say not three, because saying the third one is zrika is not necessary. He actually would say that one lesekribu is talking about the zrika is a dam. He does like a kabbalah. The other one's actually talking regarding the kabbalah sadam, because you'd only have two times, and it doesn't say any specific avoy. This says lesekribu. So I would have said one is for Zrika, one's for Kabbalah. And actually, because the Ashrita Umakdish, Leimetokim, there's no Pasik telling you regarding the, as we're explaining it, one for Ashrita, one for being Makdishit. Because Elbe Imeini Indians, only if it has nothing to do, it's not teaching at anything regarding this Zrika, because you already know it. So what's it for? So we say, oh, it's going to tell you regarding Ashrita and regarding Hektish. But for Zrika for Kabbalah, Mash Mashavat Faith, to the contrary, if you only had two Psukim, we would actually one Zrika, one's Kabbalah. Because the Lashna Krava have a Zrika for Kabbalah, the word Hakrava actually tells you spraying and receiving. Kadash can say back on the Zvachim, you find the end of the first break of Zvachim, the Vidigimim it up. It says in the Pazi Bikriva in Soma Daboid, it says Zuka also done. What's Rikriva? It's receiving the blood. Oh, you know, Zrika, maybe Zrika. Oh, no, Zrika, we say no, it's somewhere else, it never means. But you see, the word Hakriva means either Kabbalah or Zrika. So Vim Kain, to the contrary, if so, Makdash B'Sheikh will have an Afkal, we actually would not know that Lachal be Makdash and Sheikh. Oh, we've been nine, you wouldn't know from common denominator of Kabbalah. And Zrika, because the Mala Hanach is what we find by Kabbalah and Zrika, the Avodah with their Avodahs, and they have nothing, you don't have such a comparative element by Chulun. Time of Shechita, what do you say regarding Shechita? The Sheikh of Chulun, which you have Shechita by Chulun. And so to Makdish is not an Avodah. So therefore, we know what the Torah has to tell you three times about Loisei Krivu, because, yeah. Even though technically you can learn a Zrika from Shechita v'Allah, but the Pasuk only says Leisei Krivu two times, I would have said one Zrika, one Kabbalah, I would not have known Shechita and Allah. Now, the Gabi al-Chometz Hiksham, regarding the Isser of Shechita Karm Pesach, when you have Chometz, the Gemara asks, Beperkim Menishchim Psachim Nafsam Al-Yamon Beis, Lomali Kuril Zrika, why do you need a Pasuk for Zrika? That you now do it when you have Chometz, says Mebenayu, that, meaning this Rabbi Huda, he asked the same question on that Sugya of Chometz, the same question that he's asking in all these different contexts, what do you need a pasuk for Zrika? You can know it from common denominator of the two that I mentioned, but they regarding Shechita and Haktara. Because as Taisa said, Leguluya Kabbalah, to reveal us regarding the Kabbalah, Habalabach Kabbalah, Asim Shechit Vaktara Kabbalah. Anyways, you would not have thought to say Kabbalah is included, because you wouldn't know from common denominator Shechita and Haktara, like we explained. Because the Malahanach Shekin Chayvet Bechutz, because Shechita and Haktara, you have a liability Bechutz, in contrast to regarding Kabbalah. So I wouldn't need it to exclude. So why do I need a pasuk of Zrika? And you don't even need it, like you said, in that other sugya, to exclude that of Kabbalah. So says Taisa Vedanta Lefandam, and he says, what I attempted to answer, is Malik Yechiech. No, Malika will disprove that, because Shapat Bechutz, it is Pater if you do Malika of Kachem on the outside, not Chayv Shechut Bechutz. And yet, Chayv Al-Chametz, Chayv Al-Chametz, Kishis Perkutam Aneshchat, as the Gemara says over there. So therefore, you could say that, yes, so too by Kabbalah, that even though maybe the halacha is that you're not Chayv Bechutz, but could be you would still be over on this Issa of Chametz, and they would try to tell you Zrika, yes, to tell you, but not by Kabbalah. Pchenikshe, also Rabbi Yehuda asked, Bavayda Zar. Same idea regarding Avodah Zarah. We learn that all the Avodahs that are done by the Beis HaMikdash, if you do it in front of Avodah Zarah, you can mechayev misim, that's not the normal way of doing that Avodah Zarah, you can mechayev. The question is, Lama likral Zrika, why do you need a pasuk for Zrika to say if it's Zrik the Dam for the Avodah Zarah? You can mechayev nesbi benayish no kama denominator from the Shechita and Haktar, because the Gluya Kabbalah Yitzchak, you don't need it to reveal that, oh, Kabbalah, that it's not going to be chayev, that you don't need it, because Dekel Mefel Gedabish, you could ask him that like we explained, because Shechita and Haktar chayev bechutz, in contrast to that, of the Kabbalah. So I would never have entertained to say Gimmi Chayiv to say that you need to exclude. And so I answered that. No, first of all, the lawyer asked on Shum Kral Zrika. You actually don't have any extra pasuk to Zrika that you're saying, oh, what do you need it for? Because Elm Divir Kabbalah, even though we actually know it from the words of Nach. And they said, like it's in the pasuk in Tehillim, Baal Asach Niskei Medam, that you see that the way of doing Avodah Zarah is to do Nisach in front of it with Dam, which is Zrika, Zrika Chayiv and Zrika. And therefore, same thing is about Avodah Zarah, even though it's not the normal way. But you can't ask, oh, Lamali Krug is not a pasuk, it's actually Divir Kabbalah. But then it says, well, additionally, a fil lafi devar, even according to what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that he's asking, oh, what do you need a pasuk for? Even if you're saying that, like, so to speak, it's a pasuk because it's in Tanakh, still says, you could answer why you need to have a pasuk for Zrika. Because itzuch legluya kabbalah deleitase, yes, you do need it to say that the however kabbalah is not going to be included in the avodah sadiqai for by doing avodah zar. Because the parchas kedabachinah, because you're going to ask, like we asked, what do you mean, ikonem, you wouldn't know it. No, it's not true. Maybe you could say, Shtachaboy Yechir. Bowing down will disprove that Shapat Machot, you actually part to be do Shtachaboy Tashem out of the base of Megdash. And b'chavla b'dizara, still you could do hashtag b'dizig mechayiv, so you could say the same thing regarding Kabbalah. That although you're not chayiv for kachem achutz on Kabbalah, but you would still think to say that you'd be chayiv b'dizara, and therefore that's what you needed to have, the zrika to tell you that no, it's not going to apply b'kabbalah. Let's say Tysus, miu, emes, who delay itself krali gluy Kabbalah. But the answer we just gave, it's not really true. You don't really need a pasuk to tell you that it would not apply b'kabbalah, because delay tesi, you would not know it. Why? The kibbutz lashkan korah, because since you never find the pasuk of the kabbalah b'dizara that you ever do a service of kabbalah for b'dizara in l'chayvelo, it would not make sense to make you liable on that. Can the pirush Rashi pick out misa like Rashi explains over there on dav samach mebeis? Ahad the parch on this that the Gemara asks on the mission that says you can be chayv for whatever avoid the son mezbeach of haktarim and asachim b'dizara, even though it's not the normal way. The Gemara says v'lekshon namizurik. Why don't you also count the zrika that is navoida? Pesher Rashi explains, wait a second, why is the Gemara only asking about the Zrika? Because Bishlam Makabal Mailul Kashim, you don't have a difficulty with receiving the blood and transporting it. Because the Kibbutz Lashkan Shaibn Lashim Abadizar Bakat, since you never find that someone does not avoid Abadizar like that. So, Avagav Davakim Panim, although that this is something you do inside the base of Mekdash Potter, of course you'd be exempt Bishlam Gadarka if it's not the normal way of doing the Abadizar. So, since we're saying that if it's not the normal way, you'd be Potter, so of course then, therefore, it wouldn't make sense to say Zrika to exclude Kabbalah because that's not done. So therefore, since Tais Hakin Nir Ketirat Zerishin would seem like the first answer we gave that really there's no Lomali Krah because it's not really a Pasik. It's learned from a Pasik of Dibir Kabbalah, and therefore it's not, so to speak, another extra Pasik. But Eidik, so another question you had was, Hecha Kama Hasim. How's the Gemara say over there in Zvachim that Kabbazayim the base? The Kabbalah, Hava Asim, Mibbenayim Mishchid Valah, that Kabbalah you would know from a Kabbalah nominated of slaughtering and taking outside with Jechai Bachodz, Eloi have a ksiv, which this started the whole discussion of Yehuda. Had it not said Zrika, the liability of spraying the blood, which Ligluy Ligluy tasted say, but that Kabbalah is not going to be included. Why did the Torah have to tell you that you shouldn't learn that Kabbalah from Shkita Allah? But anyways, you can refute that to say Malahanach, what you find by these things, Shechayavin, where there's a liability, Ube Bali Mumin. Meaning, these are things that you're, that by Bali Mumin, you're going to be Chayiv. So therefore, that's what you mean Chayiv on Shkita Allah, also for Kachim Mechutz. Tembe Kabbalah, waiting to be Kabbalah, the potter Rabban Rabbi's Behudi. According to the Rabban Rabbi's Behudi, you're potter. So therefore, that's why you shouldn't be Chayv Kach B'chutz. So Bertisi Lemmy says, I wanted to say Benasach Yichich. It's not true. If someone's Benasach Yain that's possible, he's going to be potter, even though if he does Nisach B'chutz, he's going to be Chayv. So therefore, you need a Pasik to exclude you're not going to be Chayv Kabbalah B'chutz, even though if you do Kabbalah by Bala Mumin, you're going to be potter. Which we continue on top of Samach Dalman Av, Loyden Hirali. But Rabbi Behudi didn't like this answer. Because the boy he prepared called Gemara, it's a question the Gemara Menachos of Pesayin and Aleph. He locked Mishum Bal Mum. If you get lashes for blemishes, Alayin Apostle in the Sacher regarding invalid wine for the wine libations, well, it's taken. The Gemara does not answer that question. So you see, it's not clear if you do Nisach Bal Mum, you're going to be Potter. So if so, then you can't learn to Kabbalah from Shechita Min Allah, the Gemichai Bal Mum, you can't say Menasach Yichiach, because where do you know that Menasach Bal Mum is going to be Potter if that's a question the Gemara has? So if so, then you're back to the question, then why would you need to go ahead and exclude Kabbalah? But Mi Yerushalmi, however, says what you can say is Menasach Mayim Yuchir. But the halacha of Nisach of the Mayim will disprove the Chayv B'chutz Avigav Lashkan Shil Kalei Mishum Balmum, that you're liable if you do the avoid of Nisach Mayim, which is done on Sukkot, if you do it outside of the Azara, which we don't find anywhere that there's a psul of blemishes in the water. So if you say for Kabbalah, the Chayv B'chutz, even though we don't find regarding Kabbalah that there's a problem Balmumin, therefore they try to say Zrika B'chutz Yichayv to exclude that of Kabbalah. But that says, well, to me it's difficult. How can you say now, okay, based on the Kama Namanator, not just Shechita of Chutz and Halah, and as we're adding on, also you would have thought to say with Menasech, but if that's the case, you could ask, we find by Shechita and Halah and Nisach, those three things that you have by Dazar, they're your Chayv Chutz. What do you say by Kabbalah, it's not Chayv by Dazar, so they're not Chayv even by Chutz, even though we're adding on also now that of Menasech. And that's exactly so much you can say is the love davka knock at the glue Kabbalah like this. You're right, it's not specific when the Gemara says Yatzei Zrika to exclude Kabbalah that should not be included. Because the Kabbalah itself, you're right, like we explained, for Kabbalah, you would never have thought to learn enough from Shkidallah. El Gluya Kemitza like this. The truth is really coming to exclude regarding Kemitza that you should not include it to say Chayv B'chutz. Because they could be Kemitza like Lemetra Kabbalah, but Kemitza you can't ask like we asked, oh, Shkidallah Yechayv Avodah Zarah, so therefore B'chutz. Why? Because the chayav no lebavay dezar kamesh kamal shchita. You chayav if you do kamitza on a flower offering for dezar like you chayav on shchita. Because the kamitza the mincha, the taking the fistful of the flower offering, b'makom shchita dezar b'chol mili has the whole equivalency of what slaughtering is for an animal, because they have all the same thing. It's essentially what shchita is to an animal is what kamitza is to a mincha. So therefore, you would be chayav avay dezar. Therefore, you need to have to say that oh, only zrika b'chutz is chayav takes good kamitza, which is not chayav b'chutz. Kmitza, you could refute what are you learning out from Shechita Nalah. Because you could say, Ma'ala, what are you from Shechita Nalah? Shechita Nalah, Shechita Nalah, we're liable if you do when you have possession of Chametz. Then Kmitza, we can say, Kmitza, we should not have Beloist Shechita Nalah, Chametz, Kidmash, Perek, Dhamma, Nishchim, Sachin, Nafzam, Limon, Beis. And that's what it says, what you could say is, we would say that no, the nisuch will disprove that the pata la chametz, your pater if you do nisuch when you have chametz, you have a chayv b'chutz. If you do it outside, so do you say because it's kmitza that you'd be chayv b'chutz even though there's no isra of chametz? Therefore, you have to say zrika, take a kula the kmitza. But then, since we can say given the saves of lasma benayu, since ultimately we don't know kmitza from a common name of shchita and halal, elim kainim nasach echir, unless we say nasach will disprove that. So ma'itzach lemetez mabnayu, what do you have to say you learn that from? The two of them, why do you have to say you learn it from all three of them, which we're saying Manasseh is one of them? How Manasseh they also? You could learn it just from Manasseh itself. They're like a mimic, we can't ask anything. Since we find Manasseh Chayv Bachutz, even though you're not Chayv on Chametz, so you could learn not. Kmitz Bachutz, so what do you need the other two for? Yeshlomo says, what you could say is Zikl Mimic, no, you could still refute that. Because if you're only learning it from Manasseh, Malanasseh, she can't cover the Rishon Mizbech, where that has a set place on the top of the Mizbech. So what do you mean by Kmitz, where you could do anyone that's Zara? And with Tem Zrika, and you can say, what about Zrika, Sha'iman al Ritzba, where you stand on the floor of the Azar, and you spray the blood on bottom of the bottom half of the Mizbech. So therefore, you would not have been liable for it, Bachutz, therefore you have to learn out from Shechita and Allah Manasseh, which the Chayiv Bachutz comes out from Taisis, that the reason why they try to say Zrika by Balaam Moment is even though you can learn out from Kamanan of Shechita Allah, is because if not, we would explain the Psukim only for Zrika and Kabbalah, and not for Shechita Allah. The reason why they tried to say Zrika Bachutz, even though it's possible to learn from Shechita Allah, is to tell us that specifically on Zrika Yichai Bachutz and not on that of the Kmitza.